Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good morning. My name is Chris Gray. I'm the lead pastor at Bethel Assembly, located at 1201 North William Parkhurst Drive, right here in Sedalia, Missouri. I want to encourage you to join us each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11:15 for our morning worship service. For more information about Bethel Assembly, please contact us at www.bethelassembly.info. Now, this morning and throughout this week, we're taking the time to briefly look at this new year. How can we live the life that we're called to live? And I ask you a very specific question each and every day, and I'll continue to do so all week long. The question is this: what is it that defines you as a person? You had to write your name on a "Hello, my name is" tag, and you were instructed to write on that, what is it that defines you? What would you put on that tag? Would it be regret? Would it be defeat? Would it be expectations, sorrow, doubt, a liar, a loser? What would it be that defines you as a person? Yesterday, I shared with you that Matthew West wrote a song a few years ago called "Hello, My Name Is," and in that song, he says, "Hello, my name is regret. I'm pretty sure that we've met. Every single day of my life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget." Maybe you can relate to that. There's a whisper inside your mind. There's something that radiates inside of you over and over and over, and you just can't seem to get rid of that. But I shared with you yesterday our first step to freeing ourselves from the land of regret. And that step was this: identify the issue. But today I want to give you the final two steps. I want to help us to step outside of that land of regret today. Step number two is this: commit to total surrender. Surrender. That's a hard word. It's so difficult to surrender because we want to control things by ourselves. But you see, your life was not designed. You weren't created with the capability of doing things on your own. In our own ability, we falter and we fail, but we need a Savior. We need Jesus. A couple years ago, there was a very popular saying that had a short-lived life. This saying was this: YOLO, you only live once. In other words, live life without regrets. And I find it interesting that this whole idea of YOLO did not last very long. Why? Because I believe it's impossible to live life without regrets apart from Christ. Now listen carefully. There's a difference there. I believe it's impossible to live life without regret without Christ. When you put Christ in your life, He changes everything. He says there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ. So in order to really live a life free of regret, there must be a connection to God. There must be a surrender of the old way of life. There must be an acceptance of a new way of life. It's changing that name. It's no longer being defined by yesterday. It's no longer being defined by who I used to be. It's no longer being defined by who I used to hang out with. It's no longer being defined by what they expect from me or what I expect from myself, but it's being defined by who Christ has made me to be. Honestly, it's not always easy. It's not as easy as it sounds to step away from this land of regret and to surrender it to God and to give it to Him. It likes to trap us. It likes to entangle us in life. But you go on in that song by Matthew West, and he says this, "Oh, these are the voices. These are the lies. And I've believed them for the very last time." I want you to know that Satan is a liar. The Bible says that he's the father of lies. He takes his job very seriously. Look, Peter tells us in 1 Peter, he says, "Stay alert. Watch out for the great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Satan wants to do everything he can to devour you, to define you, to bring up your past, simply trying to defeat you over and over. But 1 Peter says, stand firm, stay alert. Don't allow Satan to trip you up any longer. 2 Corinthians says, you are a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come. You are a new person in Christ. He has a plan for you. We're not identified by our yesterday, but we're given a brand new name. We're identified in Christ. It's time to walk in that new identity. It's not enough to simply identify the issue. It's not enough to just be totally surrendered. Step number three is you've got to accept your new identity. You may be hurting from things that you've done or things that you didn't do, but you've got to believe this. There is hope. There is hope. Despite what you're facing, there is hope. There's something you can run to today. Romans chapter 8, verse 3 says, He, Jesus, came in a body like yours and mine. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving Jesus as a sacrifice. God is a God of hope. He sent His Son, Jesus, to show us to the full extent that we have hope, that nothing, not even death, can hold back the love of God. God can reach down through the clouds of despair, depression, sadness, suffering, and find you no matter how deep in the land of regret you are. God is bigger than your regret. He's bigger than your hurts. He's bigger than anything in your past. He wants to forgive you today. But let me be honest with you this morning. Verbally identifying the issue is a struggle. Total surrender is not easy. It's going to take personal sacrifice daily on your part to give it to Christ, to turn it to Him. Surrender your regrets to God. Accept His grace, grace that's freely given for you. Surrender the way that you used to live. Turn it over to Him. Surrender your despair and your regret, giving it to God so that He can exchange it for hope. The Apostle Paul was just like you and just like me. He had regrets. He had things that he was dealing with. And the Bible says three times he asked God to remove this struggle, this pain that he had, whatever it happened to be. And here's what God said. He said, "My grace is sufficient. It's all you need. My power works best in your weakness. Let God's power be made complete in you. Let God's grace be sufficient in you. Let Him bless you with a way out of this land of regret, a way to forgiveness, a way to peace, a way to hope. It doesn't matter today whether you've been a Christian for 20 years or maybe you're making that decision today or maybe you're just trying to figure this all out. It's time to stop carrying that baggage around. It's time to give it to God. Let Him rename you. Let Him remove the identification that's been placed upon your life. Let Him clothe you in righteousness and grace."
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to His name. Oh, to declare His loving kindness in the morning and His faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.